welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Out of our little book here, if you want to get one, you can. Go to Rick Renner, if you don't mind, to his website. Say this with me, my prayers have power. We know from years of me teaching that if you ask, say ask, yes. You put a demand, that's what it means in the Greek, you put a demand on who gave himself for us, Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, that means sin, and purify unto himself a peculiar people. Have you ever wondered about yourself? There's your answer. Peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now, the word redeem here is a powerful word. Say it's powerful.
Powerful.
It's where we get our word redemption. That word is lutro. Say lutro.
Lutro.
Payment of a very high ransom. Payment of a very high ransom for the purpose of setting someone free.
Amen.
What did Jesus do? Redeemed us by a payment of a very high ransom. Our freedom from Satan's power was extremely expensive. Jesus paid the ransom that set you and me free. He bought us with his own blood. No greater love than any man than he laid down his life for somebody else. Jesus didn't just talk that way, he did it. Hallelujah. Say glory to God. He bought us with his own blood and willingly paid the price with his own life on the cross. It seems like the cross is constantly under attack. How many of you have noticed that? Constantly under attack. The world's not going to give up till anything and everything that talks about God is removed. That's how the church should be. We're going to dig our feet in. We're not going to change what we believe the word says. And we're going to see victory after victory after victory. My first response was, let me at him. Then the Holy Ghost arrested me. No, you pray for them. I want to save them. I want to change their life and change how they see things. You see, our first response is always, I'll take care of them. No, 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 no. Begin to lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, that here's an opportunity for me to see you, Jesus Christ, become victorious and save these people so they don't wind up in hell, they wind up in heaven. See, that's when you find out if you really got the goods. You find out really that when you pray, something's going on. I'm telling you, this world more than ever needs a Savior. They need to be aware of somebody named Jesus Christ that died for them. How will they find out? No one will ever know unless the church tells them. Now, can I give you the challenge he gives us? How can you repay Jesus for what he's done for you? Do you have areas in your life where you have allowed yourself to slip back into some kind of bondage? What are those areas? How long has it been since you stopped to really meditate on the price Jesus paid so you could be liberated from Satan's captivity and the power of sin? We could be in bondage to many things, but Jesus Christ set us free.
Amen.
I want to know that freedom on a daily basis. Say every day. I want to know the freedom of the cross. I want to know the freedom that Jesus Christ brings to me. Say he brings to me. All right. Now, we've been giving you for weeks and weeks, we're going to keep going, scripture verses, because you and I must know who we are. We are born again believers based on the word. Say, based on the word. Matthew 6:6, Jesus said this, when you pray. Say, when you pray. So when you hear the expression, when you pray, what does that mean? There's an expectation that we're going to pray. I'm not worthy. Stop that stuff.
Amen.
Stop that stuff. Because your mouth and my mouth is getting us into trouble.
Right.
We've got to be so sure of our spiritual ancestry that when the enemy comes knocking on our door with some kind of lie or deception, we stand up boldly and say, not in my house.
Yes.
I remember one time things were just not going good in my life and in our family. I was being challenged to all kinds of stuff in the church. I got a bottle of oil. I walked around the whole house and started dumping oil around the whole house. I saw my wife in the kitchen, I waved at her. I just on a driveway on the grass, and we proclaimed our house and this house God was going to cover with his blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The only bad part about that was the oil killed my lawn, but God grew the lawn back for me. Amen. But I felt the sense of protection. I felt the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of God was going to stand up strong. Say, stand up strong. Say this with me. Now, my prayers have power. Listen to what James 5:16 and through 18 says. New Century Version. When a believing person, say a believing person. Go like this. That's me. Elijah was a human being just like us. How many of you know that's true? He prayed that it would not rain. That's pretty tough. But not for a man of God or a woman of God. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Pretty cool, huh? But how many of you know if it doesn't rain, what do you wind up with? A drought. That's what happened. Then Elijah prayed again, and the rain came down from the sky, and the land produced crops. How come? Because a man of God prayed, because he had a relationship with his Father, and he saw things supernaturally happen. Say happen. I remember the battle he had with the prophet Baal. Could the prophet Baal's followers get the fire lit? So then the man of God says, you know what? Maybe he's on vacation. So what does he do? Say there's drought now. Go get water and douse all the wood and put it in the thing around it. This guy's nuts. We're in a drought. So what did they do? They didn't realize that they were helping God out. They sprinkled everything with water so it was saturated. Do you ever have a wet piece of wood or a piece of wood that's green and you hear, you see bubbles coming out the side? And then what did he do? Where did he look? And then he got out his Bic lighter when no one was looking. They're all looking up, and he called what? You and I can call fire down to consume anything and everything that stands in our way. You think? I know you can. Is anything too hard for God? Then what are we waiting for? Well, I'm not sure. Learn how to pray. How do you learn how to pray? You lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for your life given for me and for your shed blood at Calvary. You've told me if I mention your name and I follow your commandments, you'll take care of everything. Amen. When you and I start talking like Jesus talked and talking the word, everything is going to begin to change. I said everything. Well, I got a pink notice. They're going to lay me off. Is anything too hard for God? But what do we hear and what do we see when we get a pink notice? We get something in the mail says that you owe the IRS X number of thousands of dollars. What immediately happened? Right in the pit of our stomach. Am I right? That's called worry. What you do is you get the envelope, you lift it up to heaven like this. By the way, God, these people are after me. Lift it up. Amen. Now, some of us, I've done this. God, look what they said. He doesn't have to look at it to know what it says. He was already there. Amen. I had it happen to one of my friends. He owed like thousands and thousands of dollars. And at the end, the IRS owned him money. How'd that happen? I don't care. All I know is God can do anything. Amen. Mary, as a teenage girl, learned that. I don't understand what you're saying here, Gabriel. But nevertheless, at your word, say at your word, there's nothing too hard for God. So you don't have to go there, and then we'll move on and we're going to be going home. Fair enough? It says this, when you pray, say when you pray. Remember we talked about the closet? The closet doesn't mean the closet. Because some of us, if we opened up our closet, we'd be in the emergency room. How many of you know that's true? A closet means just a place that's quiet, away from all that would interrupt us. That's a tough one to have today. Say, that's a tough one. A lot of distractions in our life. Listen to what the translation says. When it's time for you to pray, enter into your bedchamber. Because that word literally means a place of intimacy. Say, prayer is a place of intimacy. Glory to God. So God tells us we need to get away with him. He's dying to get away with us. When you pray, enter into your bedchamber, and when you have shut the door behind you, secured a place of privacy, then you pray. Say then. That's when you pray. Say that's when you pray. Prayer is available to us based on who he is, what he's done, and what he's doing. Say what he's doing. Can I read something real quick? I pulled this up this morning. You don't have to turn there, but it's in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20 and 22. It goes on like this. I'm reading the Message Bible. Dear friend, listen well to my words. Turn your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live, body, soul, and spirit. They're bursting with health. Keep vigilant. Watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Now here, listen to what this says. Keep your eyes straight ahead. How many of you know when you're in the road, what do you got to do? Keep your eyes straight ahead. If not, what happens? Ignore all sideshow distractions. Watch your step, and the road will stretch out smooth before you. Look neither, say this with me now, to the right or to the left. Leave evil in the dust. I'm going to pray right now over you a spirit of hunger for the word. It's happened to all of us. You got a little snack on the way home or a little something because you saw the advertisement, and then you get home and you're not hungry because we ate before we had time for dinner, other stuff. Jesus said this, those that hunger and thirst will be filled. We can have a hunger for things in the natural. I'm going to prophesy on you that if you want to be hungry for spiritual things, and there's something, listen, about spiritual hunger that's different than natural hunger. If you and I eat something, what happens? You say, well, when you pump gas into your vehicle, when you get to the full, what does it do? It stops. Just stops like that. Spiritual hunger can never be satisfied. How many of us have sat at a table and ate, and we ate more, and all of a sudden the table starts moving? We should have stopped back at the second plate, but we're on the fourth one because we don't want you know who at the end of the table to get more than you. Then there's dessert. I'll take my four pieces home with me. In the natural, that isn't healthy. Say, but in the realm of the spirit. How many of you like to eat? So I'm going to speak a transfer of your natural hunger over to the spirit realm. You can eat the word and eat the word and keep eating the word and still be hungry. Man does not live by bread alone. That's the natural, but by every word that comes out of his mouth. Can you imagine if you and I were so full of the word of God that the next crisis that comes our way, we speak the word, and then we go in a corner and say, I can't believe that. That came out of my mouth. Yeah, because you're full of something, and it's good to be full of the word. I speak a spiritual hunger that cannot be satisfied in this lifetime. A spiritual hunger that will bring supernatural change to your life, your family's life, in your workplace, and everywhere you go, you and I will spill hunger. Now listen, not in the natural, but a hunger for the spirit realm.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.